finding out exactly what is going on in Venezuela is hard, and that goes for people inside and outside the country. That's why many Venezuelans and expats around the world are turning to this. This is from an app called Zello.
It's like a walkie-talkie, and people can choose to just listen, or people can choose to also speak.
That's Maria. She's a creator and a moderator of one of the most popular channels on Zello that provides Venezuelans with one commodity they desperately need, reliable information. Maria asks us to use only her first name because she fears for her family back in Venezuela. That's where she's from. She's been in the U.S. for the past 2 decades. I asked her to take us back to the day when she created this Zello channel.
In February of 2014, there was a social explosion in Venezuela. It was anti-government. And someone told me, download this app and you will be able to hear what's happening. And I was stunned. You could hear, you were there. You could hear shots being shot. You could hear people yelling and screaming. It was like if you were almost there. And so a group of us created the channel to provide information about the situation in Venezuela from a political, social, economic, and humanitarian point of view.
Well, one of the reasons Venezuelans are tuning in is to hear news they might not hear on media in Venezuela. For example, on Friday night, there was a breaking news alert that I got on my phone. The Red Cross had just been granted access to deliver aid in Venezuela. And then a minute later, this went out on your Zello channel.
Venezuela accedió a dejar a la Cruz Roja.
Yes, we are monitoring the news 24/7. As you probably know, all the media in Venezuela has been taken by the Chavista regime of Maduro. So we, as moderators and even our channel users, are constantly searching for information. If we get a piece of information that hasn't been checked, we say this is not confirmed. And everyone starts sort of digging to see if they can find the truth. That's one thing that I think we have been doing very well, and why our channel has been so successful.
Broadcasting news and information, though, is just one aspect of your channel. I gather Venezuelans are also using Zello to get things like medical supplies and food.
Yes, a lot of it is people sort of trying to find out where they can get some food, where is a gas station where there is a line that is less than 5 hours. There is one of our users who has a hearing aid and it broke, and we were able to find her one that was donated. This person has zero money to buy anything, never mind, even if you have the money, you probably couldn't find it. Also, we, the students and the protesters, really trust us. When they are out protesting, they have the app open and our channel open, and they're hearing what's happening. And we have been able to tell them to avoid a certain area or a certain street because the armed forces are coming. We believe that we've saved lives because of this.
So how often are you tuned into this channel?
I am connected to my channel 24/7. I literally sleep with my earphones on. And I will say my husband wasn't very happy with the fact that he was sometimes speaking to me and I wasn't even paying attention because I was paying attention to my Zello channel. So that it brought a little bit of strain in our relationship. And so what I do now is when my husband is in my presence, I don't speak, but I am always listening, because the fact that I'm not in Venezuela and I cannot help, at least by being in my channel in Zello and helping people and providing them with information, I feel like that's my way of helping. And I really feel like I'm making a difference.
That was Maria, the creator of a Zello channel that many Venezuelans and expats use to get news and other information. And a thanks to Wired Magazine for helping us with that interview. You can find their in-depth story, How Zello Became a Lifeline for Venezuelans Under Maduro, pinned to our Facebook page. That's PRI, The World.